Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with John Fish. How are you, John?
It's a pleasure, Robert. Nice to see you, and it's a pleasure to be on board here today.
My pleasure. John is the founder, chairman, CEO of Suffolk Construction, which is one of the largest national construction firms in America. We're going to talk about the work you're doing in healthcare. We're going to talk about your unique culture, and we're going to talk about technology and innovation. Describe what the organization is to you. I know it's your baby.
You know, I'm very, very proud of the organization, Robert. The company was founded back in 1982 when I graduated from Bowdoin College. My dad lent me $80,000, and we were very, very fortunate back then. And then today, fast forward 39 years later, I can't believe it, we're approximately a $5 billion business. And what we do as a company, our strategy is three different areas. One, we invest, we innovate, and we build in the construction real estate area. And how we do that, we focus really on our core business of building. And when I talk about building, what I mean by that, we build vertical buildings. We build commercial buildings, high-rise. We build residential buildings, retail buildings, college educational facilities, life sciences, healthcare, as you pointed out, mission critical like data centers and things like that, in aviation and transportation. So we've been very, very fortunate to work in a variety of different sectors and develop some wonderful relationships as an organization. But I also say what the uniqueness of Suffolk is that I often say we're a tech company dressed up in construction clothes because we're really trying as an organization to disrupt the industry. The industry is ripe for disruption because of the fragmentation of the industry that has transpired over the last 50 years, which I'll talk a little bit more about. But we truly believe this is an opportunity, not all points in time are equal, to really follow our tagline, which is prove impossible wrong. So it's an exciting time for the company.
John, let's go back to 1982. What was your vision to build the organization to be one of the largest, most influential in all of America?
You know, it's interesting. I've always been passionate about the construction business. I came from a fourth generation family of builders. And what happened is my dad approached me once I graduated from Bowdoin College and said, listen, as opposed to getting involved in the family business, would you have any interest of starting your own business? And the base was a non-union merit shop program. And back in the early 80s, merit shop construction, non-union, was in its infancy in the northeast part of the country. And I said to my dad, you know, listen, I'd love that opportunity. I didn't really know too much about a balance sheet. I didn't know too much about how to run a business. But what I did know is I knew I was passionate about it, and I wanted to succeed. And the drive that's within me came from really my upbringing at the end of the day. I proudly tell people I'm a severe dyslexic. And so everything I've ever done in my life, I've always had to work two or three times harder than most people. And I speak publicly about it, too, because I'm not embarrassed about it, because I think that ability to want to work hard to get ahead in life, I think, has helped me tremendously in growing my business at the end of the day. I also have realized that it's important to focus on teamwork. And although I wasn't a good reader or speller, I was a pretty good athlete back then. And what I learned on the field was about confidences. And I was able to take those confidences eventually into the classroom to learn to read, which was in ninth grade, and ultimately to apply those principles in business as well. And today, what I use, I really talk a lot about team sport. I talk about teams getting along. And Robert, one thing I say to everybody at the end of the day, and it's pretty simplistic, and I wish I really recognized this back in the 80s, was that the success of a project or the success of a company, in my opinion, is directly proportionate to how well people get along. It's the DNA. It's the culture. Because if you have any leakage of people not being comfortable in an organization, it detracts from the ultimate potential of that organization. It doesn't impact one individual. It impacts everybody across the board. And I learned that through playing football, hockey, and baseball, because all the successes we ever had on the field at the end of the day were not about one individual. It was about the strength of the team's culture and desire and caring for each other.
And you even have a line, which I love, which is, we don't build buildings, we build people.
we really don't build buildings. What we do, we create an environment where people can realize their own individual potential, then putting together with a collection of individuals from around the country and watch it grow literally like wildfire. And the strength of that is nurtured by the strong culture that we have at the organization. Like any, I think, relatively successful company, and I say that with humility, most successful companies have a very, very strong cult-like culture. We aren't the right place for everybody to work at. I recognize that. I don't say that in a good way or a bad way. It just is the fact. We have a very much like an athletic mentality, and we really, really encourage people to offer their own thinking in conversation. We don't want to hold any of you back from curiosity or independent thought, because we really leverage that thought in a way that most construction companies don't. Because at the end of the day, when you think about construction, it's a very, very traditional, and if you don't mind me saying, archaic business. What we're trying to do, we're trying to transform that in the 21st century.
So what's an example of a unique practice you have with your culture where you enable people to open up and share?
What we do as an organization, we collaborate tremendously on all of our projects. And we use that collaboration with technology. Right now, all of our platforms that we use at Suffolk are created to allow people, one, to access those platforms, two, a high degree of transparency, which is important to everybody, and also what it does, it ushers in a whole different level of collegiality. To me, what's important at our organization is titles, Robert, don't mean anything. Everybody in this organization, at the end of the day, does dishes. And the day that somebody's not willing to do a dish is a day they really aren't the right person to work at this organization. And when people recognize that I, as the CEO of this company, would not ask anybody to do anything that I wouldn't do myself, that really, I think, creates a good feeling amongst the individuals. Because as I often say, the person that sweeps the floor at light in my office is as important as I am as running this organization. I'll never forget the story down at NASA when an individual was walking the hallway at night and saw a gentleman that was sweeping the floors. And this individual said to him, "What are you doing?" This is about 11 o'clock at night down at NASA. You can imagine concrete floors, cold, with lights on, okay, just very barren. And the gentleman said to him, "I'm putting a person on the moon." And so to me, that really highlights, as an organization, what we're trying to create here at Suffolk, something special, something that everybody is important to the ultimate success of the company.
What advice do you have to entrepreneurs on how they could build a great organization? You built from scratch to $5 billion and doing tremendously significant work throughout our land.
I often say this philosophy is, what would you attempt to do if you knew you couldn't fail? Because success is a team sport. There's certain things that I know and certain things that I don't know. But what I do know is that I can attract and retain some top-flight people to fill in on my balance sheet where I have liabilities and where I can add different assets. So at the end of the day, it's a matter of recognizing your strengths and your weaknesses and dealing with those particular strengths and weaknesses, but also realizing success at the end of the day is a team sport. And to me, I've been very, very fortunate, and I say this very, very proudly, we've hired and retained and developed some wonderful individuals. And if it wasn't for them, we would never be in the position we are today. But more importantly, we wouldn't have the potential for the future. And I look at today where we are in 2021, and to me, it's the beginning of the story. It's not the end. We've got so much opportunity in front of us. It's almost like I can't sleep at night.
Quick question, which is, do you focus more on your strengths or your weaknesses? What's your advice to people?
My advice is, don't deny your weaknesses. I will often explain to people that I learn differently than other type of people. My note-taking, the way that I express myself, I have a lot of support around me. I'm not embarrassed by that. And when I travel, I typically travel with two chiefs of staff that work with me that can help me sort of deal with some of the things that are very, very challenging for me to deal with at the end of the day. But to me, it's not a handicap. I want to be clear about that. my ability to be personable, my ability to be transparent, my ability to be just a normal person that puts his pants on one leg at a time is probably the most important thing to me in my brand that exists out there. And I want people to understand, nobody has achieved success without help. I was fortunate to speak with that gentleman, Dick Duffy, who's my baseball coach in high school. He's 86 years old today. The fields down at Tabor Academy are called the Duffy Fields. Okay, the 7 acres of AstroTurf. And more importantly, I take care of him today. I'm his proxy. I take care of his health. He's had cancer, 5 different bouts of it. Okay, I support him as much as I possibly can. And because of Dick Duffy and others, I was able to realize a little bit of potential today and hopefully more in the future. But to me, success, as I pointed out, Robert, is a team sport.
We're about to take a commercial break. We're with John Fish. When we come back, we're going to talk about the work they're doing in healthcare and how technology and innovation ties into that. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with John Fish, the CEO, chairman, and founder of Suffolk Construction. And it's rare to say founder when you built a business of over $5 billion. I know you're doing some really important work in healthcare. Talk about that. And talk about also how technology and innovation ties into that. As we know, in healthcare, that's central to everything.
Robert, like most businesses, healthcare is really in transition in this day and age, as we all know. And I think the pandemic ushered in a whole acceleration of that change. And what I would share with you is I'm fortunate. I serve on a board of called Mass General Brigham, and I chair the Brigham Women's Hospital here in Boston. And I say that very, very proudly. And I've learned more from being on that board probably than any other board I've been in my life. So somehow, some way, we need to deliver a high quality of health care to every individual in the United States of America. I really believe people are entitled to first-class health care, not second or third-class health care that sometimes, unfortunately, exists today. And I think the breakthrough is coming currently through this offering of telemed. I believe that telemedicine, the ability to transition the site of care from the hospital, the community, or the urgent center to somebody's home with strong clinicians on the other end of the that sort of solution, technology solution, can really transform how care is delivered in a cost-effective way. Everybody in the healthcare business talks about two things. How do they improve quality of care, and how do they lower total medical expense? And to us, at the end of the day, it's really wellness. And if people know that they can connect to a clinician and ask a question, seek advice, whether it be nutrition or just some other type of healthcare curiosity, and they're going to get some attention, I think that can be transformative to where healthcare is going in the 21st century. And I can speak on behalf of Brigham Women's Mass General Hospital. What we're trying to do is we are trying to provide access to everybody in our community. And we're trying to provide that access so it's the same care that I would get or somebody on the sidewalk would get that didn't have health insurance. And so those are the issues that we think technology, okay, can drive efficiency, productivity, and higher utilization in our system as a whole. One comment I would make about technologies is what we're finding is the ability, one of the biggest things is patient access. You know, you serve on a healthcare board. I can't tell you how often patients say to me, I can't access a doctor for 3 weeks. That's completely unacceptable in the 21st century. I believe things like making medical appointments, seeing the right type of specialist in a timely basis is all doable today and in the future as a result of us leveraging technology.
You're obviously passionate about healthcare, and that's on a personal level. You have a visceral feeling about it. How about on a business level? I'm thinking that healthcare is one of your largest, most focused segments. Talk about specifically what Suffolk is doing in healthcare.
It's fascinating. Is one, I would say we do a tremendous amount of healthcare nationally. And one of the prized possessions we're currently building right now is the Boston Children's Hospital. It's about a $700 million.
Are you working with Sandy on that?
Yes, we're working with Sandy Fenwick. She is a wonderful human being. And Kevin Churchwell is the new CEO that just stepped in because Sandy retired. But Sandy is an absolute rock star and an iconic personality in the healthcare industry nationally. But Children's, as we all know, is ranked number one in the country for a children's hospital. You're building a building that will literally transform how healthcare is being delivered in the 21st century. And think of the lives that you will be impacting as a result of being involved in that construction. And when we meet with our people and our teams and the job sites, and we tour the job sites with them, the sense of pride, the sense of ownership, okay, that they have in being on that particular project, I can't describe it to you. It's so powerful. And that's why when we talk about building things, it's not about building a building. What's the purpose of the building? What's actually going to go on in that particular building once the ribbon is cut at that particular point in time? What type of long-term gratification can one receive individually and collectively as a company? And we get ourselves involved in some of these unique opportunities. I'm going to share one with you in the healthcare business that you'll be very, very excited about as well. We had the opportunity to build what is called Boston Hope. Okay? We stood up the COVID, homeless COVID patients in the Boston Convention Center. We built a 1,000-bed hospital in 3.5 days with med gases in it as well.
Wow.
Okay? And round the clock. We have never built a project in the country, and we do a lot of projects. We do over 125 simultaneously. But the team was so proud to say that they stood up Boston Hope in 3.5 days, and they're serving the underprivileged homeless people that have been infected with the virus of COVID-19. And to me, when you talk about building culture, you're building company, you're building people, there's nothing more important than that type of experience. I can't express to you how proud I was as a CEO to say that my company, our individuals, our company, was involved in Boston Hope. And more importantly, the work that was done at Boston Hope with the different clinicians around the clock for these extremely important constituency that very few people care about.
How do you market this? What are your thoughts on marketing and branding that you could advise people on that you've learned through all your decades and decades to build a $5 billion industry leader?
It's a great question. And I think, and I say it again respectfully, I think a lot of contractors don't probably focus on brand as much as they really should at the end of the day. We have, over the last year and a half, gone through a complete rebranding exercise. And one of the reasons why we did that is because I think change is healthy. And we had a former logo and sort of, Bill Smart sort of tagline. And that was really reflective of the old Suffolk in John Fish as the founder. Well, what I really want is I want this company to be a generational company. I want the younger generation to take this company over. And the company's got to be refreshed. So by going through and reformatting our brand, our tagline, our colors, and really present them to the community in a very thoughtful way, in an innovative way, it becomes very, very appetizing in our industry. And the team that we put together to run all that is not a team that's used to construction. It was a team that came from other categories, okay, in New York City. And the individual we hired worked for a very large financial institution. So their capability and their understanding of the power of brand really, really resonated with the people here at Suffolk. Who wants to give up their pride and authorship of their logo that they've had for 30-some-odd years and all of a sudden introduce something totally different? Well, as I point out, it's a new day and age, and technology and innovation is ushering in a whole fresh opportunities for companies. And we want to be on the cutting edge of that, not the bleeding edge. And we really believe your brand leads at the end of the day. Your brand is your promise as an organization. And if you don't advocate for yourself as an organization and as a team, nobody else is going to. It's an extremely competitive marketplace that we're in, and one that we don't take for granted. And we realize every single day we have to get up. And it's like making a breakfast. If the breakfast is any good, they're not going to come back tomorrow morning. So we really need to make sure whatever we're serving up on that day and each and every day, okay, is the best we possibly can put forward.
On that inspirational note, John, it's been a real pleasure having you on the CEO.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Asma Isak. How are you, Asma?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Robert.
and great having you back on the CEO show. Asma is the CEO of Modere, which is a leading organization in health and wellness in the world. So let's talk about first what the organization Modere is, and then we're going to get into some really interesting leadership, diversity, equity, and inclusion insights. Go ahead.
So Modere is a global, clean label, health and wellness, consumer packaged products that are based on a philosophy of making sure that products that you are taking are just as good for you and safe for you, really, as they are effective. So we're really category leading in many different areas, from dietary supplements to household products, skincare products, you know, personal care products as well. And we're globally present, North America, of course, Europe, as well as Japan. And we just launched India last month, all virtually as well.
Well, congratulations. So when you're talking about launching virtually, in 2020, the world changed. How did that impact your whole business?
You know, it was an interesting time. I know that everyone has their own kind of perspective and story on what they did to pivot and such. What I'm really proud about our company and our team is that there wasn't a lot of pivoting to do for us. We were already an e-commerce business, direct-to-consumer. We were already in the health and wellness space, which was certainly something that was of interest to people in a very different way than before, and very purpose-driven, you know, and a values-based company. And so all of that kind of came together. It was a perfect storm of everything that our company's, you know, strengths really are and core competencies are. And we switched gears and just made sure that we were keeping our people safe, making sure that we were delivering products to the people who were ordering them, our loyal customers, and nothing really changed for our business except just making sure that we could keep up with the growth that we were having. And of course, we switched to working from home like every other company did and didn't miss a beat with those kinds of transitions.
And during 2020, you were actually awarded the Nutra Champion Award. Talk about what healthcare means right now in the fabric of society and what you're doing at Modere.
Yeah, you know, the industry is changing. The Nutrition Business Journal actually coined this late last year, that this was the golden era. We were entering the golden era of nutritional supplements and natural products. We have never seen growth like this, and I think it really indicates where we are as a society. You know, we're really taking care of our health in a different way. We're looking at ways to be able to be proactive with the care that we take, whether it's exercise, nutrition, you know, vitamins and supplements, making sure that we have people are actually taking more interest in even the types of products that they're using in their household, because they're, you know, we saw what happened last year and how comorbid, you know, risk factors were with, you know, not just health issues, but even just obesity that people really took for granted. So all of that coming together was one thing that really kind of leveraged, you know, our business in a certain way. And then I was really honored to receive the Nutra Champion Award. But really what that means is that, you know, the industry, the natural products industry, believed that what we were doing with the innovation in our product categories that we had been dedicated to was leaving a long-lasting impact on the industry which is great. The most important thing that we did during last year was to we turned toward the community and we turned toward the industry to help everyone as much as we could, not just starting to produce hand sanitizer when there were shortages, being able to give to frontline workers. But really, even the Nutra Champion is the effect of our philosophy of whatever we do helps to lift all boats, right, on the tide. So that was a true honor that, you know, was really unexpected, but certainly something we worked really hard for.
And as you see healthcare evolve, what role do you see Modere playing in the new healthcare model, say, up to 2025?
We believe we have a transformative culture. We also have one that's very much based on this philosophy of innovation. So we've been leading, just like what earned us the NutriChampion recognition, was that we developed product that had the foresight of knowing where the market was going, knowing what the needs of consumers would be in the future. And similarly, that what we're doing right now is actually developing products that consumers are going to need, and that they're things that are not household terms yet.
Like what? What, for example?
For example, the product that we've launched, just last month, was something that we've been working on for years now, but it became so appropriate. It's actually the first of its kind combination of pre, pro, and postbiotic. It's the cutting edge of probiotic science, and so it is so much related to health and wellness and our core and gut health and the foundation of good health.
So Modair is really an innovation driver. How do you come up with the ideas with your team, and how do you test them in the market and know what's going to work?
Well, there's a number of things. When a product is a trend, it's probably a little bit too late, and you're a little too late to the game. So I think trends are helpful, but I think they're more like validation. And so when we discover a certain, science or a certain combination or a certain formulation of a product, we can tell that this is going to be the future of this particular category. And so, again, it's foresight in knowing, what can macro trends happen, in health and wellness. And that's really been very helpful for us.
So now I want to switch over into life-changing moments. And you've had a number, but talk about a situation you went through that really was transformative to you.
I had founded a company and was owner-founder of that company and led it to an acquisition by a company that was in multiples of our size. And I had this vision and conviction that the synergy of my strengths and the partner company's strengths would really create exactly what M&A activity is meant to do, right? 1 + 1 = 3. And certainly that's what happened in early 2017. Where I had life-changing moments was realizing that I had taken a major risk and that I wasn't necessarily, comfortable not knowing what to do outside of that kind of CEO role for the first time in a long time. And had many moments. I actually ended up, had things not turned out the way that they did. And if I didn't get that phone call, late 2017, to be able to contribute to the larger company, Modair, in a way that would really utilize my strengths that I can bring in leadership, that I might have been doing something very different, So that was certainly life-changing, and that course, really set us up for what we are today, which is more profitable than ever in our company's history, a higher growth rate than ever in our company's history, in a 30-year history, by the way, and with a continued ambition and vision toward reaching, unattained heights for the company as well.
I think one thing that's very rare that you did, Ozma, talk about in life-changing moments how you can have this type of philosophy that will elevate you several steps forward.
Absolutely. When I first started reading about this concept of founder's mentality, it really hit home for me about why we were achieving the success at Modair that we were after I took on the CEO position. And it really is this fight between, or the push and pull between companies that are what's kind of categorized as insurgents, versus companies that are incumbent. Large companies have a lot of bureaucracy. They're extremely complex. When you're an entrepreneur and you have that founder's mentality, you're really focus on a few things, which is you're agile, you're willing to change, you will course correct quickly, you will also simplify, and I think above and beyond anything, besides just having an owner's mindset, is this ability to be frontline obsessed. You know, and so that was really what I believe was really missing from our organization. And knowing what that feels like, you know, when you start a company, you know, you answer your first phone calls, you ship out your first boxes, you make sure that the notes in those boxes, you know, are coming, are just absolutely perfecting the customer experience. And you can really lose sight of that, you know, in a much larger organization.
That note, we're about to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy. Back in a few.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Asma Isak, the CEO of Modair, which is a leading products company, really, in healthcare in terms of home products, nutritional products, all types of products. They have a unique model, sort of a social commerce way of selling. So let's start talking about your thoughts on leadership and on driving success in the organization.
Sure. So, I've been very fortunate to always have and actually the willingness really to learn from the leadership that have surrounded me. And sometimes I actually learn from leaders. You can learn actually more from bad leaders than you can sometimes from good leaders, you know? And so I've actually taken like just note of all of the kinds of things that I wouldn't want to be doing at my company had it been mine or had I had the authority to lead the culture at that organization. And I'll never forget learning about the concepts of, you know, things like, you know, servant leadership and really being a values-driven company, and that you see, you know, this triple bottom line philosophy, meaning that it's not just about profit, not to look at your business as, you know, from this myopic lens, but how you treat, you know, your vendors, how you treat your community, how you treat your land, how you treat your environment, how you treat your customers, how you treat your employees, all of that is all connected. You know, and so when you create synergy between that consistency of thought and that leadership, it really resonates for people. And I think that authenticity when it comes to your people equity, you know, it helps to make them really connected with the not just the vision of the company, but the purpose, you know, and helping to be a part of delivering on the purpose of the company. When I first joined Modair, one of the things that we did have were a core set of values, you know, for the organization. But I'm a staunch believer in the fact that I think values stop short. The execution piece, you know, like it's not really having core values is critical and important, just like your vision statement is and your mission is as well. But really to get to the finish line, you have to have your company principles. And those are principles that you live and work by on a daily basis that helps all of your team members make decisions.
Wait, hold on. This is a really interesting delineation. What is the difference between values and principles?
Values are, you know, your values are subject to change. You know, you don't have very many core values. You know, it has to be a very simple set of values. You know, how you drive your business based on those values are really important. But principles are the fundamental ways of delivering toward those values that never change. And so what I did was I had all of our management team and every person in a leadership position across the globe participate in this exercise where I asked them, we all are aligned on our values, you know, but in order, so one of our core values is extraordinary, you know, and I had them all fill out what would make us avoid ever being anything but extraordinary, you know, and all of that contribution that poured in, it turned out to be that people are really aligned on what that means. You know, if your value is to be humble, you know, what does it mean that, what do you need to do every day in order for you to always be humble? You know, and those are, so we developed a set of principles on that, and those are what we live by, and it actually addresses how we will treat our customers, how we treat each other, how we treat our community, how we treat, you know, our field. And it's really driven the day-to-day decisions. And my advice to everyone at our company is that when you are backed into a decision-making point and don't know exactly what to do, whether or not to meet this deadline or whether or not to deliver on this initiative, go back to your values, not go back to your principles, and those set of principles should guide that decision, and it should be crystal clear on what the next step should be if you have the right set of principles there.
Let's take a deeper step into the organization and talk about a topic I know is really important to you, which is diversity, equity, and inclusion.
A very simple answer to all of this. I know it's been a big topic as of late, especially this last year, and I'm involved, very proudly involved, in a number of different women's initiatives, diversity councils. It's important to our company as well, but here's what it comes down to. It's pretty simple to solve, you know, if you're looking for more diversity or inclusion at your company. All you have to do is make sure that you have women on your boards. Make sure that you have people of color on your boards. Everything else solves itself, and it solves itself through unconscious bias, right, which is this philosophy that we hire who we like, and we like who we are. And so that means that if, you know, you have a very homogenous, you know, board, you're just going to continue to perpetuate that cycle. But to disrupt that, you just need to put women on boards, people of color on boards, and everything else tends to solve itself. I'm a perfect example of this, too. You know, when I first joined Modere, there were only 10% of our executive team were women at that time. I was one of two out of 10 on the executive committee that were women. And being put into my position since then, we have 50% of our executive team are women. And so, again, it wasn't even a deliberate process. You know, we are conscious of it. We do take efforts to make sure that we advance, you know, people who deserve those opportunities. But that result was completely unconscious. We hired the best people for the jobs. And again, our unconscious bias now, through seeing through this, you know, lens, or maybe not seeing through it because it is unconscious, helped us to be able to attract and have the people throughout the organization based on that.
Talk about, from your leadership perspective as CEO, how you view building the right culture.
The right culture that produces, you know, again, it's about performance as well. It's about the effect that you have on your business and the world and the community. Companies perform better when they have diversity.
On that inspirational note, Asma, a pleasure speaking with you again, and best of luck. If someone is interested, what's the website for Asma? Not the website for... If someone is interested, what's the website for Modere?
It's Modere.com, Modere.com.
Although, that being said, you may become like Madonna or Oprah, where all you need is Asma, and it's the one word, ASMA.com.
I love it. Thank you so much, Robert.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.